Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Graves is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. John is a certified, chartered life underwriter, a chartered financial planner. He is the owner of his own company, which is a financial planning company. He is the author of the 7% Solution, How You Can Afford a Comfortable Retirement. He's our new friend, John Graves. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much for having me here.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you say something in your book that I think is interesting.
What's that?
I was a little surprised to hear you say that baby boomers are good savers.
You bet.
Do you really believe that?
Well, think back to when we were kids in the 1950s. Our folks taught us by example. They taught us how to save. They taught us to live within our means. They taught us to avoid debt. And they taught us to give something back at church.
But the conventional wisdom is that baby boomers have not been good savers.
Conventional wisdom is often unconventional.
I'm not arguing with you. I just wanted to clear this up. So that's very interesting. I think most people would not have thought, based on what we've heard from the media and that kind of thing, that we're not good. And of course, the other thing that happened to us, John, I think we should recognize. Is now that I'm admitting that I actually am a baby boomer and do remember some, I remember lessons in the 50s. The 70s came along. We had that hyperinflation, and that kind of didn't put us on a path to saving, because saving, you couldn't outsave inflation in those days. And I've always wondered if that wasn't a phenomenon that sort of got the baby boomer generation a little bit upside down. What do you think?
Well, think back to those times. When we had money in the bank, we were getting 15% for 5 years.
Yeah.
And that was good money.
Mm-hmm.
And once Volcker broke the back of inflation and President Reagan took over, we were still earning 15% for three and two more years. So we were laughing all the way to the bank.
So how are baby boomers doing in their retirement, as they anticipate retirement? And baby boomers are just now starting to retire, folks. There's only the last very few years have some of the very early ones started taking early Social Security and retiring. And the first of the baby boomers are probably, 67 or so, 68?
Yes. Baby boom generation is defined as those of us born between 1946 and 1964.
Yeah.
So, in answer to your question, it's a very good question, there is a firm, the Employee Benefits Research Institute, mm-hmm. that has been doing a survey called the Annual Retirement Survey, and they've been doing it for the last 23 years. And what they do is ask people who are approaching retirement how they feel, and then they ask people who are in retirement how they feel. And the figures are, as you said, not what the media tells us,
mm-hmm.
because consistently for the last 23 years, people who are approaching retirement between 56 and 65% feel that they're doing a very good job mm-hmm. in planning. And those people who are already in retirement, the figure is very consistent. 70% feel they're enjoying retirement. They just wish they had retired a little earlier.
Wow.
Those are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the media wants to create it.
You know what I'm talking about. The media says, we got almost an epidemic here. Problem with boomers, they're retiring with low what are the people being polled, what are they saying has been the key to their success?
Well, in polling for research for the book, we discovered those four basic principles that mom and dad taught, that we live within our means. That's the basic mm-hmm. idea. If you make $100 a week, you spend 90.
Mm-hmm.
If you make $100,000 a week, you spend 95,000. No matter what it is, we always save. We always live within our means.
What is the
simple. There's nothing special about it.
What is the 7% solution? Define that for us.
The point of the book is that you can earn as much as 7% income off of your retirement savings when you do retire.
Mm-hmm.
And the book shows you how to find individual bonds.
Yeah, you've got a list here. You talk about bonds and stocks and mutual funds and annuities and real estate, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, there's a variety of ways to discover how to earn 6% or as much as 7% income off of your portfolio. And so the idea is to design your portfolio to match your income need.
And does it need to be highly diversified, or could it be weighted on real estate or stocks, or what should you do?
That's a tough question. Diversification is what everyone in my profession says is important.
Right.
But I think diversification is overvalued. Mark Twain said, put all your eggs in a few baskets and watch those baskets closely.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to inject a bias here that my audience knows about. I don't trust the stock market.
There you go.
I'm telling you, I don't trust them. I don't. I have less and less in the stock market and more in real estate. And myself, and I'm not imposing that on anybody else. They all know that they should listen to me when it comes to small business stuff, but not when it comes to investments, because they know I'm not the expert in that. But the thing is that if you look at the last 20 years, the average investor probably, the average investor, not trader, but investor, has probably not done so well.
You betcha. You're absolutely correct. The average investor in the stock market who simply follows the market, we've done the research over 15, 20, 25 years, the market has done exactly zero.
Yeah. And if you didn't know when to get in and when to get out, meaning, which in my opinion, if you had to spend too much time on timing over the last 20 years, then you're not an investor, you're a trader. And good for you if you were able to do well with that.
There's very few people who can do well with that, because first of all, you're paying trading costs, and then you're paying tax costs.
Well, and don't forget the other thing our parents taught us. Put your money in it and forget about it. Remember that? We were taught that in the 50s and 60s.
The nice thing about real estate, as you mentioned, is that if you've got a rental property and you've paid down the debt, you've got good, strong cash flow from a good tenant.
Absolutely. Now, I'll tell you, I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't deal with Wall Street. You shouldn't deal with stocks and bonds and those products, but boy, be careful. Give us the website, please, John.
The website is www.theretirementjournal.com.
The book is called The 7% Solution. You Can Afford a Comfortable Retirement. John H. Grace. John, when we come back, will you get into some of the specifics on how we get that 7%?
I'd be glad to.
All right, we're going to do that right after these messages, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.